anointing of heaven to be on me as I speak this morning. Be upon each heart, Lord, each one as they hear your word. Be with each of the Sunday school classes today. Just ask you to bless in each part of the service. In Jesus' name, amen. I also want to say welcome to each one that if you're listening on Mixlr this morning. Pray that you are blessed by the word of God throughout the services today. I want to read this morning from Mark chapter 1. Be reading in Mark chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and then also verses 14 and 15. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, 'Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.'" And then down in verse 14, it says, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel.'" I want to just speak this morning, or teach on the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. And you know, the gospels, it's been, if you speak of the gospels, it can be referring to the first four books of the New Testament. I've also read where it says there's five gospels. It says the other one is the life you are living. It's a gospel. It's a message. It's a story to somebody, to those that you are influencing in your life. And the word gospel has the thought, it's defined in places as being simply good news. So if you think of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is the good news that we have received. It's also referred to as the teaching and the revelation of Jesus Christ in the scriptures. And I read this verse, it's been probably a couple months ago here, where Mark starts out his book here in the Bible, the Gospel of Mark, and it says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ." This is the beginning of the gospel as revealed to us here on the earth. Now, we know this gospel message was in the mind of God far before Jesus Christ came to earth. It was in his mind. It was in the heart of God. He had his Redeemer set in place, and it was all planned out. But it was manifested here on the earth when Jesus came to the earth and was born there in Bethlehem. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's who this gospel is about. That's who this good news is about. And he is the Son of God, and it was foretold by the prophets what was going to happen. This is the gospel. It's good news to this world. And then we read down there in verses 14 and 15 where Jesus came and he said, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." For the gospel to have its effect in our lives, we must believe that gospel. We must believe the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we look at it, this gospel is being good news. It is the word of the gospel by which the sinner can be saved if he believes. This is our story to share with the world. It's our story to share with those that we meet from day to day, those in your realm of influence, those who God has placed in your lives. They should hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. God sent his Son to die for us because he loves us. What does the gospel do in our hearts and lives? I want to read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 3. The gospel brings light to our lives. It brings hope. It brings joy. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, to them that are lost. And then you read in verse 4, it says why they are lost. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. The God of this world wants to bring a blindness in the minds of each one that we have contact with. He had our minds blinded when we were without God, when before we believed. And you know, I just was thinking of it this morning. If the people that don't believe, if they just knew and realized the light that would come in their life, the joy that would come in their life, if they would believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and the change that they could receive, then they would want to trust God. But the devil has their minds blinded to where they look at it as a bad thing to trust God. They look at us as living a life that is subpar to their life because the devil has blinded their eyes, and so the gospel is hid. But we are here in this world to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Read there, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So it's a glorious gospel. It says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is a glorious gospel. The gospel is worthy of honor. That word glorious has a thought of honor, and it's praiseworthy. It says it's referred to Jesus, or God Himself is glorious. Jesus Christ is glorious. Eternal life has come to us through this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. It's worthy of praise. It's worthy of honor. As I said before, to get the benefits of the gospel, we must believe the gospel. And the devil has blinded the eyes of those in the world that don't believe to think that the gospel is hurtful and the gospel is going to bring harm to their lives. And they don't believe. Their eyes are blinded. He says, lest they would come to the light, lest the light would shine into their lives. When we're not believing, the light hasn't shone into our hearts and into our lives. But it's a glorious gospel. He shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. When we receive that knowledge, the devil has their minds blinded to where they don't receive the knowledge of the gospel. But when someone receives the knowledge of the gospel, then light shines into their lives. And the darkness cannot comprehend that light. The darkness cannot overcome that light. John wrote in the Gospel of John, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. God sent his Son to die for us. And John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We read down in verse 17, it says, For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Here it is again. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth on the gospel, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has come to this world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Because the light exposes the darkness. And the devil has the minds of people blinded to where they say they don't want their darkness, they don't want their deeds exposed. But if they only knew the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and the power that is in that gospel to change their lives, they would desire those deeds to be exposed so that they could be free from them. The light shines into our lives, and we're given the knowledge of the glory of God. He reveals himself to those that believe. But when we see what God has done in our lives and the lives of others, we should be eager to share this gospel. with others, with those that we meet. I read a quote by Josh McDowell, and he said, "Wherever Jesus has been proclaimed, we see lives changed for the better. Thieves become honest. Alcoholics become sober. Hateful individuals become channels of love. And unjust people embrace justice." That's the gospel. That's when Jesus Christ is proclaimed. These things happen. And proclaiming Jesus is proclaiming the gospel. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel has power to change our lives. And who would have known that any better than the Apostle Paul? His life was changed when he had a revelation of Jesus Christ. When God revealed himself to him, his life was told. He wrote scriptures that he wrote, scriptures that he wrote, scriptures that he wrote, scriptures that he wrote. And he wrote in the book of Romans, Romans 1, verses 15 and 16. Find that here real quick. Verse 15 says, "So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also." He was ready to preach and to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ that had changed his life. Why was he so ready to preach it? Why was he so ready to declare the gospel? Verse 16 gives the answer. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." It is the power of God. He was not ashamed to proclaim the gospel. Verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, the goodness of God, the justness of God, his holiness." It is all revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our gospel, at places it says, it speaks of it as our gospel. If you have believed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you can claim it as your own. It is your own to share with others. The gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to deliver any sin. It can deliver anybody from any sin. It can set anyone free from any addiction anywhere in the world. The gospel is not limited. When somebody has the revelation of Jesus Christ, their life will be totally changed, transformed. As I said, Paul knew that. He knew the change that was in his life. You know, we read a little bit about what he did. We know he persecuted the church, and he put people in prison for believing in Jesus Christ. But we don't know the extent of it all. But he still had that in his mind, I'm sure. He still remembered what he used to do. But he said, "This gospel is the power of God, and it has changed me." I know he wasn't proud of what he used to be and what the way that he used to live, but yet he remembered it. But he could tell people, the gospel, the only thing that changed me was the gospel of Jesus Christ. When I believed on Jesus Christ, then I was changed. Jesus is able, and we are able to share this gospel without being ashamed. We don't have to be ashamed. There's no other religion that can change a life. No other religion that can change a heart. Yeah, people can adapt a different way of life, and their life will be changed, but their heart will remain the same. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only one. The only way to have your heart changed, to be made right with God. That word ashamed, where Paul used, says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." It's the same word that's used in Mark chapter 8, verse 28, where it says, if we're ashamed of Jesus Christ, he will be ashamed of us. We don't want to be ashamed to share this gospel, and we don't have to be. We can boldly declare that this gospel has power. We can look at others, and I'm sure we can look at our own lives, and we can say that has changed my life. The gospel has changed others, and I've seen it in their lives, that the gospel has made a difference. There's a song that says, speaking of Jesus here, says, he can change a life so wretched when the world says there is no hope. That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ can do. He can cause a drunkard to quit drinking and set an addict free from dope. He can make something from nothing because he did just that for me. Tell me, who but God? Who but God can do such things as these? God can do it. God can make your life totally changed. So we see that the gospel, it has power. It's a glorious gospel. It's a powerful gospel. And it's also a true and enduring gospel. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, it says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. The word of the Lord endureth forever. And then the last part of that verse says, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The gospel is preached by the word of God, and the word of the Lord endureth forever. So we can believe, and we can have hope, and we can trust that this gospel endureth forever. Jesus Christ, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, then we can know that this gospel is truth. There is truth in the gospel. He is the way. He is the way to the truth. And in the truth is life. And that life, in that life, then we receive the light of God. It's the light of men. And we can only have true light in our lives when we have Jesus Christ, the truth, dwelling in our hearts and lives. And that comes by the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is true. It is enduring because it is the word of God. I want to look at several verses here just talking about the word of God. Psalm 19, verses 7 and 8. And just think of this. This is describing the word of God, and the word of God is the gospel. And this is what we have been given. This gift of the gospel has been given to you and me to share with others. We can trust the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't need to be ashamed of it. We don't need to be bashful in declaring that there is power to set someone free. It says the word of the Lord is perfect. The gospel of Jesus Christ is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. All of these, the testimony, and next it says, the statutes of the Lord are right. Those are all different words that are used here just for the word of the Lord. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Salvation brings joy in the heart of a man when he receives the gospel. So when he receives the word of God, it brings joy into his life. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. As I said, he is the light, he is life. And when somebody has received and believed the gospel, he has the light of life inside of him, and you can see it in their eyes. You can see the change that comes over somebody when they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 18, verse 30 says, the word of the Lord is tried. It has been tested. This gospel has been proven time and time again to do what it says it will do. If somebody will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible says, they shall be saved. You can trust in that. The word of the Lord, the gospel of Jesus Christ, has been tried and it has been proven. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. He is our defense. He is our shield. Psalm 33, verse 4, the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. That is the gospel. It is the word of God by which our lives are changed. We are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. by the power of the Word of God, by the power of the truth of the gospel. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret ourselves. This gospel will never change. Until Jesus comes back, if we proclaim the gospel, it will bring forth fruit in those who believe. There is still, you know, there's a part for us to do. We must believe. Jesus Christ died that the whole world would be saved. But those that don't believe, they're going to be condemned. But the Word of God, when it goes forth, we don't have to doubt it. Someone will believe. And if they believe, as John says in 1 John, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful. He is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If there was a sin bigger and more powerful than the God that I was serving, I'd be looking for a new God. If the religion that I was living in didn't give me the victory over sin, I'd be looking for another one because I don't want to live in sin. And we can have confidence when we tell people this gospel, Jesus Christ will change your life and give you the victory over sin. It is powerful, good news that is enduring and true. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 speaks about God gathering all things together in Christ. And it's in Christ who, in Him, we have obtained an inheritance. And in Jesus Christ, we have trusted. After that, we heard the word of truth. There it is again, the word of truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that word of truth is the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We've been given this great gospel. We've been given this great news of Jesus Christ. We've received it. We've received an inheritance. We've believed. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. It's all in this glorious, wonderful news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we look at, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, again, here's Paul writing, and he says, I declare unto you the gospel which I have preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. He's declaring the gospel which he has preached, the good news of Jesus Christ. And then he's declaring it, says, wherein which ye have received. These are people that have believed, and it says, ye stand in it. It says, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. If we don't keep it in memory, if we don't keep an up-to-date relationship with Jesus Christ, if we don't believe that He is able to keep us day by day, moment by moment, He's able to carry us through all the trials of life. There's nothing that we'll come up against that He won't keep us from. We've got to continue to believe. We can't depart from this faith. If you depart from the faith, then your believing was in vain. It says, for I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose the third day according to the Scriptures. All of this was done according to the Scriptures. And we read there in Mark chapter 1, it says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written by the prophets. And here Paul is declaring again, this is the gospel. It was done. This man, Jesus Christ, lived his life according to the Scriptures. Just how it was said he would live, this is how Jesus Christ lived. This is the gospel. He died, He was buried, and yet He rose again to eternal life that we might have eternal life in our hearts and in our lives. We're given that gift of eternal life. If you read on down in the chapter, Paul is saying where he says, if Christ had not risen from the dead, all that we do, our faith, our preaching, all of it is vain, and we're yet in our sins. But in verse 20, He declares, and He leaves no place for us to doubt. He says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. He lays it out plain and clear. There is no doubt in his life that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and that is the gospel that he is declaring, and he knows that it has power because his own life has been changed. But we don't have to just say that, yeah, the gospel worked for Paul. We can say it's worked for us. It's worked for me, and it's worked for you. It's good to be able to know what God did for Paul, but it's your own testimony will bear witness to others as well that the gospel has power to change a life. So we can convince others that Jesus Christ and his gospel is real. It's because of the resurrection then. You read on down through that chapter and what comes at the end of it, and starting in verse 51, we have this hope. It says, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. It's because of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power in that gospel, the truth in that gospel, the enduring of that gospel that we have the hope that is written of right here. It says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the last verse of that chapter says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. It says in the first two verses there, this is the gospel whereby ye are saved if you believe, if you remain, if you don't let it slip. And in the last verse, he says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labor for the Lord is not in vain because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And what is the work of the Lord? We read right in the first verse, the first chapter there of Mark, where he said, this is the beginning of the gospel. You go down to the end, the last chapter of Mark, in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach what you have heard. Preach what you have received. Declare it. It's not necessarily getting up behind a pulpit in a church, but it's just declaring the good news of Jesus Christ wherever you are, wherever you're given an opportunity to speak to somebody. Live a life that shows the greatness of God. So we're to declare this great gospel, and those that believed shall be saved. The gospel that we're to preach to all the world is the one that will change lives because it is true, it is enduring, it is glorious. It is the power of God unto salvation. And we don't need to be ashamed of it. We can share the gospel with boldness. We walk close to God, and it's the anointing of Jesus Christ that breaks the chains. Charles Stanley said this. I read it here, and I quote from Charles Stanley. And he says, God's plan for enlarging his kingdom is so simple. It's one person telling another about the Savior. Yet we are so busy and full of excuses. But just remember this, someone's eternal destiny is at stake. And the joy you will receive when you meet that person in heaven will far exceed any discomfort that you felt in sharing the gospel. We have a glorious, wonderful gospel that we have been given to share with others. Let's go out and let's declare this good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you.